Oh, some people call it piecing in between meals. That day, I'm piecing in between meals or something like that.
So I'll have a. They say I'll have a.
A snack.
A snack.
I'll have a snack. It's referred to as a snack a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Swiss people and the Germans. Now, I used to play with a Swiss boy, and at 9:30 every morning, he had. There used to be a brewery right here in Brazil, the Terro Brewing Company, and his father was a brewmaster. They were originally from Switzerland, and every morning he'd have to take his father's lunch to him, mid-afternoon lunch.
Oh, yeah.
They had their breakfast, the mid-morning, dinner, mid-afternoon, and dinner in the evening.
And they call these between meals or lunches?
They call them their lunches.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, I don't see how they eat so much. They were lunches, really what the average person would eat for a dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you were speaking about eating and somebody asked you when you ate last night, you'd say, well,
I had dinner at such and such time. Or the old name is supper.
Yes. And so you'd
supper
say,
at some
say
time. We had supper at 6 o'clock last
uh-huh.
night.
Had supper, or if you use the word eat, you'd say we.
You want to use the word dinner, you mean?
Yeah, I'm thinking about using the word eat, and that you'd say, well, last night we.
We ate supper.
Supper.
Or
yeah.
Dinner, yeah.
That's the older word.
Like the little boy says, times have sure changed. It used to call dinner, dinner, and supper, supper. Now, dinner is lunch, supper is dinner. We used to say mom and pop, now it's father and now it's mother.
Well, if your mother had seen you years ago and you'd been in the kitchen a lot, she might say, well, eating a good deal, and say, well, how many times have you, talking about eating, how many times have you
snack today.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Snack today or eating today?
Eating today, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you get a bit tired and you decide you're going to go in and get some Maxwell House or Folgers or something, say, well, I think I'll go in and
have a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Something, huh?
And if you talk about the actual preparation of it, what would you say?
I'm going to make a cup of coffee.
No. Yeah. Now this is talking about desserts. A dessert that's made in a deep, long pan. Do you remember what that was called?
Well, there's several desserts you could make.
How about name?
Rice pudding is one.
Uh-huh.
That is a would be referred to a custard.
Yeah. If this is a pastry that also involves fruit of some sort.
Oh, cobbler.
Ah, oh
yeah.
Yeah. Peach or apple.
Peach or apple cobbler.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a new restaurant. Have you been over to the new restaurant down at Interstate 70 and 41 there?
In
called Waffner's.
No, I haven't. That's over in the towards the southeast there. Isn't
yes.
It? Yeah. No, I haven't. Have you been down?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's good.
It is.
And I was reminded, I think they call it cobbler, I believe, or
yeah.
Rather than deep
yeah.
dish. Or
a lot of them serve peach cobbler at this time of year.
Uh-huh.